It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. A property in Johnston is the latest target in the fight to save Rhode Island's farmland from development. It's an issue that pits the rights of property owners against concerns about preserving green space. In this case, the application to change the zoning ordinance on the farmland has come to a temporary halt as the owner considers his options. He's in talks with the Department of Environmental Management. Rhode Island Public Radio's environmental reporter Ambar Espinosa joins us in the studio now to talk more about the situation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first, set the scene for us, Ambar. Where is this farm located exactly?
It's in a more rural part of the town, but still in a residential neighborhood in Johnston, tucked away behind a row of houses. The farmer who's currently leasing the land from the owner has chickens and pigs, and he's harvesting the last of his kale and chard from the greenhouse. He's actually moving his operation to Raynham, Massachusetts, because he couldn't find anything he could afford in Rhode Island.
And what do you know about this farm's history?
The landowner declined to grant me an interview, so what I know about his farm comes from information that I got from the neighbors, from the mayor, and the farmer who's currently working on it. So here's what the farmer and some of the neighbors tell me. The landowner, whose name is Mike DeMeo, his grandfather started the farm about 100 years ago, and then his father continued to farm on it, and after his father passed away, he began to lease that land to other farmers. And now he's applying to change the zoning ordinance so that he could build 10 two-family homes on some of the property. Mayor Joseph Policina described the project as condos for seniors.
10 two-family homes, that sounds like a lot of building. What does the mayor think about this project?
Policina says that he'd love to see the farm stay a farm, but he says that the landowner has a right to do whatever he wants with his property. Policina says that the landowner has gone through all of the appropriate steps to apply for zoning ordinance change, and now DeMeo, as you mentioned, has temporarily postponed his application.
So he's in talks with the Department of Environmental Management, and what are they trying to do?
The DEM has a farmland preservation program funded by bonds that voters have approved over the past 20 to 30 years. And the chief of the Division of Agriculture at the DEM says he can't disclose details about this particular situation in Johnston, except that he is, quote, in dialogue with the DeMeos. And he hopes that they can protect the farm from development. He did share, in general, when the DEM steps in to protect farmland, it means that the DEM buys the development rights to the property by paying the owner a fair market value. So they end up getting most of the money they would have gotten if they would have developed it. But down the road, if they sell the property, they still have the agricultural value and they can sell the land for farming. The DEM has protected 97 farms in the state since it started its program in 1981. And they expect that number to go up to 100 by the end of this year.
And Ambar, why does the DEM feel it's important to protect farms in Rhode Island?
There are several reasons. In Rhode Island, we're seeing a revival in farming. The U.S. Department of Agriculture does a farm survey every 5 years. And in 2009, it found that the farms in Rhode Island grew by 42%, even though the rest of the economy was tanking. So this is an indication that there's a strong and growing local food culture in the state.
42%. Wow, that's a lot.
That said, if we zoom out and look at the past 20 to 25 years, Rhode Island is one of the top states in the country to lose farmland to development. The DEM said Rhode Island's challenges are the availability and the cost of land, especially farmland. It's very expensive. The most recent figure I've seen is that it's about $12,000 per acre. So it's a priority for the DEM to continue to protect farmland. And protecting active farms is also tied to food security in Rhode Island. Only 1% of our food comes from within the state. It's about 10% in New England. So we're relying on California and other states and countries to supply our food. So growing a food system that's local and sustainable is going to ensure food security in Rhode Island and preserve land for future farmers.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Ambar.
You're welcome.
Ambar Espinosa is Rhode Island Public Radio's environmental reporter. You can hear extra audio online about this story from the mayor of Johnston, a concerned neighbor, and the farmer who is currently leasing that land. That's at ripr.org.